strand of beads.
Okay. And something that men used to wear to hold up their trousers?
Galluses.
Okay. And if it was raining outside, you might carry a...
umbrella.
Okay. And the last thing that you put on a bed, you know, the fancy when you're making a bed, the top cover, you call that
a bedspread.
Okay. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillar.
Okay. What about something that is twice as long as a pillow?
Bolster.
Okay. And you say the bolster didn't go part way across the bed. It went what?
Part way.
Yeah. It didn't go part way. It went what across the bed?
Plump horse bed.
Okay. And something that you put on the bed for warmth.
Blanket.
Okay. What about something that old fashioned and hand piece?
Quilt.
Okay. Did you ever make any of those?
Oh yeah. I'm going back down to the city chest for my youngest boy now. Pieced up quilts.
There are a lot of different kinds.
There's
of
bitty pieces too.
What kind of patterns are there?
One of patchwork and the other is a field of diamonds.
Huh?
One of them's a field of diamonds. It's got little pieces in it. Field of diamonds.
What? How small pieces? About that small? Or?
Little diamonds. Little. And
yeah.
Then a half. When you get to a certain place, you put a half. Yeah, pieced a number of quilts.
Do you ever hear, you remember the names for some of the different kinds?
Well, crow's foot. And dove in the winter, and string quilts, and crazy quilts.
What's a crazy quilt?
Just piece of, on a piece of cloth.
Yeah.
And then you just piece little pieces across it every which way.
Oh, no pattern.
No, you just fill that, cover that square, and then you take these squares, and like this book, take these squares and just sew them together. Then, and they're what they call crazy quilts, they're just pieces put, they're turned over which way then.
Do you ever hear of chicken gizzard? Pattern? Or Dutch girl? Or
Dutch girls, yeah, Dutch girls, little Dutch boys.
Sawtooth? Or?
Yeah. Sawtooth, and I guess the last ones that I ever pieced are called the Trip Around the World.
What is that like?
You commence in the middle, and you have 6 squares and 12 squares, and then you just keep it going around. And it,
a circular?
No circular. It just goes out in a square. Goes in a square. I don't know. My daughter-in-law's before I got this old, you know.
Yeah.
I don't sew anymore. Hardly now. Just when I have to.
Yeah.
Getting too old.
Okay. And... say if you had your relatives come over and a lot of kids were there and you didn't have enough beds for the kids, you might...
I make them a pallet on the floor.
Okay. And you say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
good.
Or very... another word you might use...
soft.
Yeah. Another word you might use for good. Say that the soil is very...
The soil is very good and soft, and
you don't need fertilizer because the soil is already very
already riched up with the barn.
Okay, you say the soil is very fertile,
very fresh.
Okay, flat, low-lying land along a stream.
It wouldn't need much rain.
Yeah. That floods over, you know, very rich land. You call that what? It's low.
Bottom ground.
Okay. What about a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass and clover and alfalfa?
Corn?
Yeah. A field that's not very...